بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين قالوا لإخوانهم وقعدوا لو أطاعونا ما قتلوا قل فادروا عن أنفسكم الموت إن كنتم صادقين. In the previous ayat we read of how Allah Ta'ala brings occasion, and then the truth what is in the heart comes on the tongue, and then a person, people recognize who are the sincere and genuine ones and who are the people who are hypocrites, that they've got some enmity in their heart. Like that everything goes normal, all things all are the same. But for example, even today, if any issue comes about in the community about something following, who should we follow, etc., at that time it will be known who are the people who follow the truth and the ulama and the Quran and Hadith, and who are the people who will follow the batil, the falsehood. Like for example with this COVID, it was clearly made who followed the protocols of the kuffar and who followed what the Quran and Hadith said. So everyone could see where he stands. And this is also the ni'mat of Allah, that Allah makes it clear to us in this dunya. If we had heard, it is absolutely essential for us that we make sincere tawbah and correct ourselves, because it's a matter of our iman. Further, Allah says even worse than that is another stage. الَّذِينَ قَالُوا لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ. وہ لوگ ہیں جو کہتے ہیں اپنے بھائی کو. Then there are those other people who said to their fellow brothers and their fellow people in the community, وَقَعَدُوا. اور آپ بیٹھ رہے ہیں. And they themselves did not go out in jihad. They stayed at home. And that was one great sin of theirs. The second sin, they told those who went, لو اطاعونا ما قتلوا. اگر وہ ہماری بات مانتے تو مارے نہ جاتے. Had they listened to us, and we told, don't go out in this jihad, that it isn't a jihad, it isn't a war, it is suicide. That we are so small in number, and how can we go fight so big people? So had they followed us, then they should not have been killed. So this is another case where what was in their heart, the complete wrong belief, Allah made it to come out from their mouth, and it became known. And we must see ourselves also. Yeah, with the COVID, for example, how many people said, if you don't take the protocols, you'll die, if you don't follow the protocols. So our life and death is not in the hands of the protocol. It is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. There were so many cases in the protocols where people who took their sick people to the hospital, embraced them there, served them heart and soul, and they are still alive. And those who went for all the treatment, they are gone, they have passed away. And those who served them in very close range, no protocols, no masks, no nothing, and they still alive till today also. So life and death is not in the hands of anything, but solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, we all must see our kalima, La ilaha illallah. And the first part of the kalima is the negation, negative, that nothing, nobody, everything, all things got no power whatsoever. La ilaha. Then nobody can do anything, nobody can destroy anything, nobody can harm anyone, nobody can benefit anyone, nothing can benefit us, harm us, not our shops, not our medicine, nothing whatsoever. Illallah. Only Allah alone is the doer. If this iman is not in our heart, and we think our shops are doing for us, our jobs are doing for us, then we are in a very, very dangerous situation. Our iman is at stake. And unfortunately, that is the general condition of the Muslims. We feel that the things of this dunya do. To use asbab is 100% not only permissible, but it is the actual sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But to trust in the asbab, this is shirk. This is associating parties with Allah, which is disbelief. We cannot trust any of the asbab. Asbab have been made by Allah. The effect in the asbab is put by Allah. And Allah can leave it as such. Allah can change it. Allah can withdraw it. Our iman must be fully, only in Allah Ta'ala. And if this is not the case, then our iman is at great state. And we face great, great danger. So here in this we are taught another great lesson also. Allah challenges them and tell them that if you think by you not going in jihad that you did not die, and so your life is in your control, that you control your life. If that is the case, قُلْ فَدَرَوْا عَنْ أَنفُسِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. To get there, ab hata dijiyo, apne upar se maut ko, you remove maut from you, from yourself. Stay at home and don't die. If maut is in your hands, you controlling maut, that by not going in jihad, we are still alive. So now you staying at home, control, let maut not come to you. There is no one who has been spared of maut. Shaitan has got the longest life, but maut is going to come on him also. Everyone beside Allah. Kullu shayin halikun illa wajha. Everything will be destroyed but the being of Allah Ta'ala. So there is no one and nothing that is spared from maut. Nobody can save himself. In kuntum sadiqeen, agar tum sachche ho, if you are true in your claim that you controlling maut, so we don't go in jihad so we get saved from maut. We don't go to the masjid in covert so we won't die. So if maut is in your hands, then don't die ever also. Right? But maut is in no one's hand. It is in the hands of Allah. And it has been fixed already for every person, the place, the time, and in which condition our maut is going to come has been fixed. And nobody can change that. So we must be our iman. It is absolutely essential we correct our iman. And one easy way for all of us which we can do is to read 100 times every day, La ilaha illallah. But not just the words, with this conviction that nothing and everything can do nothing and everything can do nothing but illallah, only Allah. If we repeat this 100 times, and the barakat of these words, of the Arabic word, La ilaha illallah, that iman will come into us. And then stay in the company of the righteous and the pious. Read Quran Sharif and read it with sincerity. And this will also strengthen that iman. And the lives of the righteous and the pious people and the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, all this will strengthen our iman very greatly. And if we are really, if we are on the internet all the time and we are going to the sites of the kuffar and we are getting influenced by that this treatment does this work and that does that and all those things, then we are damaging, we are destroying our iman. If we are following and we are all the time influenced by technology, by what the world has got to offer, what scientists say, what doctors say, and we also become doctors in the process, our own homemade doctors, which are fake doctors, and we think we are big doctors and we know a lot, we are destroying our iman. Like that it won't show out, but when the test comes, at that time it shows out that we had what the condition of our iman is. And those who stick to Quran, to zikr of Allah, to the ways of the awliya and the sahaba radiallahu anhum, when the test comes, they will stick to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And at the time of maut, it will show. And if our iman was on the internet thing, our iman was on all the technology and that will destroy us at the time of maut. And if we had Quran with us, zikr of Allah with us, then at the time of maut, our lives will be made. So it's not a small matter, it's a very serious matter, and it is for every one of us, whether we are ordinary laymen, whether we are ulama, we are huffaz, we are imams, mutawallis, whoever we are, maut is coming to everyone. And the life of the qabr is coming to everyone. And that is the most serious matter, much more serious than our lives in this dunya. Yeah, there are many people around us, lot people to help. We can get paramedics, we can go hospital, and we can think we're getting the help in the qabr, that also won't be there. There will be no SOS numbers, there will be no emergency numbers, nobody will come. It will be us and our amal, our iman and our amal. And this will be till the day of Qiyamah. So it's not a small matter, it's a serious matter for everyone. Allah give us all tawfiq to think of this sincerely and seriously and make amends for our own sake. For our own benefit, may Allah guide us to righteousness.